Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Babli, Daf Yud, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin and Medalas, and the first line, V'loi le'echol. V'loi le'echol, the Mishnah said he may not begin to eat. V'loi achila ezi, what's considered the beginning of eating? V'acha Rebbe Abba b'shem Rebbe m'shiyoto yodav. V'acha quoting Rebbe Abba, quoting Rebbe, said, it's from when he washes his hands. V'acha ama le'kiddush isamris. Rebbe Acha said this was regarding Kiddush. If one washes his hands, he does not say Kiddush. Rebbe Abba Amar Lebocha is Amris, and Rebbe Abba said no, it was said regarding Brocha, which means one may not interrupt between washing his hands and Berachas HaMotzi. Rav Nasav Liyodei Ramaz Chia Barei Lemolazuga Par Meitanli. Once Rav washed his hands, his son Chia hinted that he will mix the wine with water, like was normally done. He wanted to give him to drink. Amalei kva yishalnu basuda. Rav said, we already began the meal, I may not interrupt. Lama, Rav Meisha, Rav Shmuel, Bar, Rav Yitzhak, Havin Yasvin, Achlin, Vachada, Men, Kanishta, Elisa. Asa, Amsa, the Salusa, Kamle, Rav Shmuel, Bar, Rav Yitzhak, Mitzlai. A case occurred in which Rav Meisha and Rav Shmuel, Bar, Rav Yitzhak were sitting and eating one of the shuls in the upper floor. The time of Trilla came, and Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak got up and prayed. Amalei Rav Meisha, Rav Kain Alfen Rebbe im Hitzchilo im Asikin. Rav Meisha asked, well, didn't Rebbe teach that in our mission that if one began, he need not interrupt? V'tani Chizkia Komishu Potor Min Adav Avayseh Nikra Hedyot. And Chizkia told anyone who is exempt from something, and he does it anyway, then he's called a commoner. Amalei V'tanya Chosen Potor Chosen Im Reitzi Likois Kera. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak answered that what a Baisa teaches that a Chosen is exempt from Kriyat Shema, but if a Chosen wants to read, he reads. Amalei Yochil Ana Patila Kavam Gamliel Da'ama Ini Shemer Lachem Levato Memeni Malchus Shemaim Sha'achas. Rav Baisa responded, no, I can answer that it's like Kavam Gamliel, who said that when he married, I will not heed you, I'm not going to listen to what you say to be Levato for myself, accepting the Malchus Shemaim even for a moment. He holds that Kriyat Shema is unlike other matters from which one is exempt. V'loi ledin, and the Mishnah taught one may not begin to judge. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav Yosef Chad Amar Mishiyoshev Adin Chirona Amar Mishiyishmu Tanisayim. Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rav Yosef disagreed about this. One said that the start of a din is from when they sit down to judge, and the other said it's from when they hear the claims. V'mishchilu e'masikin, e'masikin le'Kriyat Shema ve'masikin le'Tfila. Mishnah said if one began, he need not interrupt. We interrupt to say Shema, but we don't interrupt for prayer. Am Rav Acha, Kriyat Shema Devar Torah, V'Tfila Einai Devar Torah. Rav Acha explains this because Kriyat Shema is Min HaTorah and Tfila is not Min HaTorah. Am Rabbi Abba, Kriyat Shema Zman HaKavua, Tfila Ein Zman HaKavua. Rabbi Abba answered that it's because Kriyat Shema has a fixed time, Midaraisa, and Tfila does not have a fixed time. Also in Drabonon, there's more time for Tfila than for Kriyat Shema. Am Rabbi Yosef, Kriyat Shema Ein Sicha Kavona, Utfila Sicha Kavona. Rabbi Yosef gives a third explanation. It's because Kriyat Shema does not need Kavona, and Tfila needs Kavona. Amba Bimana, Kashasa Kami Rabbi Yosef, to Rabbi Yosef, Vatfila Tema, Kriyat Shema Eina Sicha Kavona, Shlosha Pesukim Roshonim Sichim Kavona. Bimana asked Rabbi Yosef, even if you say that one does not need Kavona in all of Kriyat Shema, but the first three verses which contain the main aspects of Kavonas Malchus Shemayim and Mitzvahs need Kavona. Min Goydeinan Sivcha Hu Mechavin. Rabbi Yosef answered, since they are a small amount, he can have intent while interrupting the matter that he started. V'yirchan, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, said that people like us who engage constantly in Talmud Torah, even for Kriyat Shema, we don't interrupt. V'yirchan amar al garmei k'goin anu she'inanu asukim b'talmud Torah afilu tfila anu masikin. V'yirchan said regarding himself, people like us who don't engage in Talmud Torah constantly because we interrupt to get to work, then even for tfila we interrupt. Din k'datei v'din k'datei, v'yirchan k'datei, v'yirchan amar alavai mispalil kol hayom. Each one said like he holds elsewhere, v'yirchan holds like he taught, as Rabbi Yochanan said, that if only a person would pray the entire day, means he holds that that tefillah is greater than Torah. Yishein tefillah, which is a nifsedes, what's the reason? It's because no tefillah is lost. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, kedatei, Rabbi Shimon Yochai omar, ilahavina koim al tur desina b'shasa te ishavis oiraisa le yisol having a mitzvah koyme rachmana de if bila den barnasha train kumin. Chad de ave lai baose lo raisa vchad if aved ba kol sochai. Rav Shimon Yochai said that he held elsewhere, because Rav Shimon Yochai said, if I was standing on Har Sinai at the time the Torah was given to Yisrael, I would have asked from Hashem that man should be created with two mouths, one for Torah and one to do all his needs, including Tefillah, which shows that he holds that Torah is greater than Tefillah. V'chazer ma'in chad hu leith alma yochel koyim be min zvetorah delay ilu havin trei alachas kam v'chama. Rav Shimon retracted and said that man was created properly. Now that he has only one mouth, the world cannot stand due to all of his Lashon Hara. If he had two mouths, how much more Lashon Hara would he speak? Rav Yossi said to Rav Yumya, Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Chananya ben Akiva. The Tani, Koyfei, Sorem, Tfilin, and Mezuzot, Masikin, Lekreshma, Ve Masikin, Tfilah. As the Bible says, people who write Sorem, Tfilin and Mezuzos, they interrupt for Krishna, but they don't interrupt for prayer. Rechanani ben Akiva, Oimer, Kishem Shemasikin le Krishna, Kach Masikin le Tfila, or le Tfilin, or le Shakra, or Mitzvah, Shal Teira. Rechanani ben Akiva says, just like they interrupt to say Shema, they interrupt for prayer, for Tfilin, and for other Teira Mitzvahs. Lemoidi Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Shem Masikin le Asay Sukkah, le Asay Lulav. The Gemara asks, doesn't Rav Shimon ben Yochai agree that we interrupt to build a Sukkah or prepare Lulav? Doesn't Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai hold that one must learn in order to fulfill, and not learn without intending to fulfill? The latter, such a person, it would be better had he not been created. Rabbi Yochanan says one who learns without intent to fulfill, it would be better had his fetal sac be turned over on him and he never entered the world. Rav Shimon ben Yochai agrees that one must learn in order to fulfill. Krishma is different because Krishma is shinun, which is speech without an action, as it says the shinantam levonecha, and this means the Torah is shinun. We're not mevatel shinun for the sake of shinun, only mitzvahs of action override Talmud Torah. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah that if one recites Shema after its time, he doesn't lose, he's like one who reads in the Torah. And we can infer that the reciting Shema in its time is greater than Divrei Torah. The Gemara answers that since Rabbi Shimon Yochai was constantly learning Torah, Krishma was not dearer to him more than other Divrei Torah, and the Mishnah is talking about other people. And Rabbi Abba Mari, Leitaninan elaka Adam shukriya v'Torah, habayin asa kamishnihi. And Rabbi Abba Mari answered that our Mishnah teaches only that Krishma, after its time, is like one who learns Mikra. In its time, is like one who learns Mishnah. Rav Shimon holds, as he does elsewhere, that the one who engages in mikra, it's a good midah, but it's not the best midah. Rabbanan consider mikra like Mishnah.